Hello and welcome to the Institute's Virtual Bookshelf, our monthly segment where we chat about something interesting we're reading or listening to at the intersection of science and policy. I'm Trent Noss, Managing Editor at the Institute, here as always with George Sparks, President and CEO of the Denver Museum of Nature and Science and founder of the Institute. George, how are you today?
I'm doing well today, Trent. Thank you.
And today we're discussing the book Anthrovision, A New Way to See in Business and Life by Gillian Tett. Tett is a longtime business journalist and chairs the editorial board for the U.S. edition of the Financial Times. She is also the co-founder of FT's Moral Money, a newsletter that tracks ESG developments, which is related to what we're going to cover in our conversation today. And now the central premise of Anthrovision is that in a world of big data and analytics and AI, there's another overlooked component to leadership and progress, which is simply the observant study of human culture. And we might tend to think of anthropology as a field that only looks at ancient civilizations or perhaps so-called exotic cultures, but that stereotype is outdated, Tett argues. Cultural norms and values are extremely applicable to our modern world, and especially in the worlds of economics, government, and so on. And there's a lot to be gained by being able to appraise a landscape through the lens of anthropology and see these worlds with fresh perspective. So, George, I wanted to ask you, what did you find most striking about this premise as you read through the book?
Thanks, Trent. So as a former Hewlett-Packard employee for 24 years, we had a very distinct culture. We called it the HP way, and Bill and Dave created this, and it really was how we treated the customers and each other and how we thought about the business. And we contrasted that to our competitors in other parts of the world, and I thought we had a fabulous culture. So now at the museum, I find it fascinating that somebody actually wrote a book about anthropology and business and how those things came together. And in fact, that's really what business is all about. It's really about people and serving other people. And it's not necessarily about the numbers or your products or whatever. You're really there to serve others. And as we think about the others, we tend to think that they are either the same as we are or completely, totally different from us. And this book helps us understand that just like anthropologists were trained to study, quote unquote, strange cultures, our culture is strange in every sense of the word to other cultures in the world. And the better we understand our own culture means the better we'll understand their cultures. And in the end, better we're able to serve them and more successful we'll be as businesses or organizations.
And how do you apply anthropological thinking in your role as a leader, both at the museum and more broadly in the Front Range communities?
So what I found that generally in life, if you're curious about why things work the way they do and why people think the way they do, you probably are going to be more successful and frankly have a lot more fun. So I love to understand how organizations work internally, how they work across organizations to serve the broader community, and what we can do to better integrate and serve those types of communities. So to me, anthropology really is the essence of life and the essence of business and the essence of nonprofits. It's all about us and them and how are we alike and how are we different.
Tett dedicates a chapter to telling the story of Bernard Looney, CEO of BP, and his somewhat more progressive stance toward engaging with activists who have been opposed to fossil fuel production. And as Tett relates the story, he was, at minimum, making an attempt to listen to his critics as an anthropologist might. So what was your reaction to this anecdote? And more broadly, are you seeing more of a genuine desire from big companies to engage in that way?
As a former business person, I've watched countless companies fail because their leadership either didn't recognize or failed to understand changes that were happening in the marketplace. And right now, the fossil fuel industry is going to undergo the biggest change in its history. And those leaders that understand that and prepare for that and try to change their business to be able to serve in a new world are going to be successful. And those that ignore this will be successful for a while because we're going to need fossil fuels for a long, long time. But it's not going to be a growing business. So I thought his approach was fabulous, both both as a business person and as an anthropologist.
It probably speaks to just the evolving communications landscape, too, that you can even have these dialogues in the modern age in maybe a way that you couldn't in the past.
Yeah, in the past, in order to do this, you'd have to travel around the world countless times and talk to hundreds and hundreds of customers or talk to your teams as they did that, and it's a much more efficient way to do it today.
This leads into a discussion about the rise of ESG principles, which stands for Environmental Social Governance. And that's relatively new in that businesses are framing their corporate goals around something other than returns for shareholders. What do you think about how quickly that landscape has evolved?
Well, I have to say that I'm pretty surprised at how quickly it has evolved. I was pretty skeptical 4 or 5 years ago when this began to come out. I thought, oh, this is just another one of those things to make companies look good or to assuage shareholders that weren't happy with something. But I am really pleased that it has taken on something as meaningful as maybe profit or as employee engagement, and that now we're thinking about broader items as business leaders. So all in all, I'm surprised but very pleased.
How do you think organizations should balance their firm core principles versus being flexible and open to modifications and changing their minds as needed?
Well, this is really the essence of being successful, not only in business, but in most aspects of life. I used to have a phrase that once you start to believe your own PR, doom is near. And almost everything in the world changes. And you need to be able to evaluate what you believe, who you serve, what you think is right, and always be questioning that and looking for changes. And if you do that, I think you'll be successful as a business or as a person. But if you really, really believe you got it all figured out and that you have the answer, no matter what the answer is, then you're probably on the way to failure.
The book is Anthrovision, A New Way to See in Business and Life by Gillian Tett, and it's available now. Thank you, George. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you, Trent.